Graduates, families, brothers and sisters and friends, it is a wonderful privilege to be with you and witness the very expressions of excitement, elation, and anticipation of the future. I see in you the relief that is also a reality that this may finally be over, and mutual and reciprocal feelings of appreciation for each other and for special experiences that have been part of your BYU journey. We're certainly pleased to honor specifically all those graduates whose names are found in the program, and also pay tribute and to thank the many who have made these accomplishments possible. In this, we include the spouses, parents, children, and other family members, professors, teachers, classmates, friends, church leaders, faithful tithe payers, generous donors, and all whose various contributions make the miracle of BYU a reality. As I mentioned, we are especially pleased to recognize Elder W. Rolf Kerr of the 70 and Commissioner of Church Education, who has been assigned by the First Presidency to address us today. We also welcome Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Presidency of the 70, Sister Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President and a member of the Board of Trustees, Sister Susan W. Tanner, Young Women General President, also a member of the Board of Trustees, and Bishop Keith B. McMullen, Second Counselor in the Presiding Bishopric. We also are pleased to recognize again Sister Matsumori of the Primary General Presidency, who is with us in the audience. And in addition, we welcome a number of special friends and supporters of both our graduates and of the university. Within each graduating class, there are some significant commonalities with preceding graduates and also some unique characteristics of the current group. Today, we will grant a total of 2,643 degrees that you will see described more fully in the program. Slightly more than half of our graduates are women, and 53% of the class is married. For most of you, these degrees have been really achieved by family committee, and we honor all who have contributed. I think the age span difference in our graduates from 19 years old to 85 years old, 66 years, is the greatest I've experienced since coming to BYU. We'd like to honor especially Sister Betty West, graduating in general studies, whose tenacity demonstrates that it is never too late to learn and never too late to fulfill your educational aspirations. Congratulations, Sister West. Would you please stand and let us recognize you? While we're at it, we also thank all who have encouraged and assisted you in this marvelous quest over these last several years. Sister West has a wonderful history and life story that has been publicized in the media recently and is well known to many friends and admirers as well as her family. I should also mention that there are a number of you graduating today and tomorrow who have overcome amazing and sometimes unique obstacles in achieving these significant recognitions. We also pay tribute to you and celebrate with you. This past academic year at BYU has been remarkable in many ways. Our students and faculty continue to be recognized nationally and internationally for scholarly achievements, remarkable successes in various competitions, and also in the individual accomplishments of our friends, alumni, and broad university community. In recent weeks, we have had our university accreditation reaffirmed by the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities. I want to publicly thank so many of you for your key and substantive contributions in this most significant and important process. Last June 23rd, we were privileged to have the First Presidency. Several members of the Board of Trustees, loyal and generous donors and alumni, join with us on campus for the groundbreaking ceremony for the new Gordon B. Hinckley Alumni and Visitor Center building. We also were pleased to have a birthday party for President Hinckley as he celebrated his 96th birthday with us. Undoubtedly, many of you have noticed the very big hole in the ground where the men and machines are already at work and on schedule with the construction of this special building. We hope you graduates will accept this invitation to make the new Hinckley building your BYU home and destination frequently in the years to come. We are very grateful for our beautiful campus, our many remarkable buildings, and the tremendous resources that have been provided for us. We must remember, however, that the buildings, grounds, resources, technology, libraries, and other accoutrements that make our lives both pleasant and productive are not really the core of BYU. I think that is found in the prophetically assigned mission of the institution and in the people involved, the students, the faculty, the staff, administration, alumni, donors, and other supporters. We are here because we have vital work to accomplish while we are in residence, and particularly as we go forth to serve. It has been said that the real measure of the worth and contribution of a university is in its graduates that it produces. I believe this is true as long as we also acknowledge the contributions that have been made to the students prior to their arrival at their university. At BYU, this dimension is particularly true because our select student body is comprised of those who have qualified broadly and have prepared exceedingly well, both academically and personally, before their matriculation. Thus, as we congratulate you, our graduates, we also thank those who have helped you prepare so well long before you arrived on this campus. We include parents, spouses, other family members, church leaders and teachers, and all who have had special and great influences on you in your early formative years. Our goal, and that of the Board of Trustees, is to have a university worthy of our student body. Think of these words of President Spencer W. Kimball in his Campbell Address entitled, Education for Eternity. Said he, "In all the world, Brigham Young University is the greatest institution of learning." "This statement I have made," said President Kimball, "numerous times. I believe it sincerely. There are many criteria by which a university can be judged and appraised and evaluated. The special qualities of Brigham Young University lie not in its bigness. There are a number of much larger universities. It should not be judged by its affluence and the amount of money available for buildings, research, and other facilities. It should not be judged by prestige, for their institutions higher as the world measures status. The uniqueness of Brigham Young University lies in its special role, education for eternity, which it must carry in addition to the usual tasks of the university. This means concern, curricular and behavioral, not only for the whole man, but also for the eternal man and woman. Where all universities seek to preserve the heritage of knowledge that history has washed to their feet," President Kimball continues, "this faculty has a double heritage, the preserving of knowledge of men and the revealed truths sent from heaven." Close quote. We hope and expect that you have grown in your understanding of the knowledge of the world and also in your convictions concerning the truthfulness of the revelations from heaven. Most importantly, we pray with confidence that the skills you have acquired and the talents you have magnified will allow and assist you to continue to learn throughout your lives by study and also by faith. As you do, you will, as the Apostle Paul said, save thyself and them that hear thee. BYU has enriched you, and you have enriched BYU. With all of this, we invoke the blessings of heaven upon you and yours as you go forth to serve. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We will now be pleased to hear a special musical number by the University Chorale, which is an ensemble of students from a full range of majors and levels of musical experience. The uniting thread is a commitment to heartfelt music making. The University Chorale will perform Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, arranged by Sven Lechberg and conducted by Dr. Paul Broomhead. Following the musical number, Academic Vice President John S. Tanner will join me in conferring degrees upon the graduates. We are now pleased to hear from the University Chorale.